Hi, welcome to the first episode of the new Balance It series of the CTO to CTO podcast. My name is Agata and I'm very excited to bring you Balance It, where I will be talking to various guests about specific sustainable business practices. Instead of just sitting around complaining about our own negligence, the deteriorating condition of our environment, and mindless consumerism, we want to shine a light on those who are actually making change happen. We will be showing examples of how technology is helping companies have a positive impact on our planet and the communities we affect by our businesses. We want to keep you informed and help you make the right choices as investors, business owners, and most importantly, consumers. We would also like to inspire you to take action because there must be a million ways to start making change happen today. My first guest is Victoria Schmeier, Business Development Manager at the Zalando Recommerce team and positive psychology advocate. I invited her today to speak about the new pre-owned fashioned offer at Zalando, the one European e-commerce retailer I don't think I need to further introduce. We will talk about how the idea of selling pre-owned fashion originated and how it's being implemented, whether or not it's successful, and what are Zalando's plans in terms of expanding into this new pre-worn clothing market. Let's begin. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, everyone.
Before we get to the whole point of our conversation, which is, of course, introducing sustainability into business, I wanted to first ask you to maybe just do a short introduction of yourself. Tell us who you are and what exactly is it that you do currently at Zalando.
I'm Victoria, and I'm a business development and product manager at Zalando. I've been working there now the past 3 years and recently been involved in a very exciting project called Zalando Circle, which I guess we will get more into later in the conversation. And I'm also a trainer for mental health topics and businesses. So those are my two kind of biggest passions. And yeah, happy to share a bit about this today.
Awesome. Okay, so maybe let's start with Circle in that case, because I'm assuming that was your first big project with Zalando, yes?
Yes and no. So my journey has been quite interesting. Originally, I started at Zalando as an intern. I was still studying at the London College of Fashion. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had this really great opportunity to pause our studies after the second year to do some work experience. And I chose to do that. And in the beginning, I didn't even think back, you know, about going back to Germany. I know I wanted to stay in London. And back then, they really encouraged us at our university to go to like big British retailers, such as like Marks and Spencer, House of Fraser. And I remember applying for some of those, and none of them really sparked my enthusiasm. And then somehow I found out at a, it was a career stay at university, and I found out about Zalando. And of course I knew Zalando, but I don't know, it just had never really, come to my mind to do my placement year there. And I don't know, something just clicked. I talked with a person from Zalando that was there kind of, promoting the company. And I decided to give Germany another chance. And then I kind of moved back to Berlin and moved, first of all, into buying. So this was kind of my first touch point at Zalando.
Okay.
Internship in buying in the underwear and nightwear department.
Okay.
It was really interesting. So I really saw many parts of the company. Like I remember like once spending 2 weeks in our sample closet, just basically checking through all the different samples of like 2,000 different bras and panties and nightgowns and realizing, I think buying is not for me. So from Z Labels, I kind of moved on to the personal styling company of Salon. So I think you asked me about kind of impact and projects I worked on that were impactful. So Salon, I would say, definitely was also definitely a very impactful part of my Zalando journey. It was still quite the startup when I joined. Mm-hmm. So it got started internally, and it was an initiative to kind of support customers in finding personalized outfit solutions. So I stayed with Salon for 2 years and doing a lot of business development in different areas, mostly in operations. So this is also when I had like my first product experience, trying to find out, okay, what are like the most frequent customer problems along the customer journey? How can we solve them?
Can I stop you for a second? Sorry, but maybe not all of our listeners are actually aware of what Salon is. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. So Salon is a personal styling service. So they have, I don't know how many freelancers are working for them at this point, but hundreds of stylists who work as freelancers basically working for them. And you can sign up to Salon through their website and fill out a questionnaire about your fashion preferences, essentially. Mm-hmm. Your sizes, and then they have a kind of a matchmaking similar to online dating where you're being matchmade by an algorithm. It's kind of applying the same concept to fashion and then matching you up with a stylist that is in line with your personal style preferences, and that stylist then puts together outfits for you. Yeah.
Okay, that's a really cool initiative. Okay, so you said that you joined when Salon was still kind of a startup. So tell me more about that.
They were 2 years old or so. They existed for 2 years when I started. And I'm really happy that I got my start at Zalando at Salon, because I think by that time, Zalando itself was already very big and very corporate. So doing an internship there, I think, would have felt very different. But at Salon, you know, the hierarchies were very flat. And I remember starting there the first day, I immediately got my first project assigned. You know, it was very much like a environment where they just needed all the help they could get. And there was so much to be done, so much to be built. And luckily, I had a really great lead at Salon who also put a lot of trust in me from the beginning. And I mean, you have to imagine, like, I joined as a kind of 20-year-old or 21 by the time I had finished my studies. And the fact that she put so much trust in me at an early stage meant a lot to me. And she was actually also the person who got me to join my recent role into the new team. Yeah. So that's where I really learned that, first of all, I think the people you work with have a huge impact on your career, also your motivation. And it's really useful to, when you get started, I think, in your work life, to join an environment where, yeah, you can learn and you can really also try out a lot of things, and people are really pushing you. Yeah, that's what I appreciated about Salon.
Okay, so you are working at Salon and it's going pretty well. The idea is really expanding, the team is growing. And when does the idea of pre-owned fashion actually pop into your mind? How does that start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say in the beginning, the idea of pre-owned fashion was kind of unrelated to my role at Zalando, because I had always been really, really a fan of shopping vintage clothing. Like, I remember visiting my first vintage shop back in my hometown in the South when I was, I don't know, like 8 years old or so. And I'm still friends with the shop owner. She still has her little shop. So that was always a part of my life. I honestly never really thought it was possible when I first joined Zalando that at some point I would be working for pre-owned fashion at Zalando. And again, it was this lead that I kind of started my journey with at Salon who first told me about plans of building this up. And she had already been on this project from earlier on. And I remember one day we like had a little like a lunch date in Kreuzberg in Berlin. And she said, "Hey, I really want to have a chat with you. Let me tell you what we want to build." Yeah. And I remember her telling me about their plans. And I just thought, wow, that is so exciting. Like, I really want to be a part of this. And And then I made the decision to join this team. It was definitely a hard decision for me because especially the company culture at Salon was excellent. But the time where I made that decision for a change of teams was also the time where I started learning more about positive psychology. By now, I'm doing trainings for businesses on positive psychology, but at the time, I was kind of in the middle of my positive psychology training, and a big part of that was to, do things that are meaningful to you, that bring you joy, that bring you a sense of purpose, and I think that's what really attracted me to joining this team that was working on the pre-owned fashion project, because I was really keen on joining something that could potentially have a really big impact on the fashion industry.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I agree. So tell me, how long have you now been in the Zalando pre-owned project?
Not that long, actually. So a bit over a year.
Okay. And can you tell us where you're already live? Because I know that not in all of the Zalando locations, you've actually launched the pre-owned category yet, right?
So we launched on Zalando with the pre-owned category, so selling of pre-owned clothing back in autumn. And we had kind of a successive go-live approach. So I believe we started in Spain and then kind of expanded into market after market. And at the moment, we are live in Germany, in Spain, in France, the Netherlands, Belgium. And there's, and in Poland, of course, and in Poland.
Yes, that's right. I checked that. And I must admit, the presentation of the clothes is really impeccable. And it really doesn't differ that much from the regular new clothing that you're sort of used to on Zalando. So tell me a bit more about the logistics of this project, because I can assume this is huge from a technical perspective, from a business model perspective, sales perspective, marketing, everything. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it is definitely a very big project and initiative. Now, I didn't work that much on getting pre-owned live on Zalando. I was kind of a bit of a supporting function when it came to building up the customer care side of things, but I did have many, many colleagues who worked for months and months and months on getting it live on Zalando. Like one of my colleagues, and actually this lead that I already talked a lot about back from Salon, she was the person who came up with the entire supply chain for pre-owned. And to better understand this, you need to know that Zalando already had an app live called Wardrobe. Now they relaunched with the name Circle, but it used to be called Wardrobe. And within that app, users could sell to other users. So it was a C2C marketplace for pre-owned fashion. And they could also sell their clothing directly to, let me correct myself here. Not sell their clothing, but trade in their clothing to Zalando. So I'm making that differentiation because this app still exists. It's called Zalando Circle now, and you can trade in clothing to Zalando, and then in return you receive a gift card. This was already live a few years back, so we already had that part of the supply chain basically in place for getting pre-owned clothing from people through this app, and already also accumulated quite some stock through this app. And at some point, basically, the team was thinking, well, I mean, at Zalando, we're very good at selling things. Why don't we actually sell the things that people trade in through the Circle, or at the time it was called the Wardrobe app? So this is where the first part of the supply chain, let's say, was established. The part that then was built by my very talented operations mastermind colleagues was the part where they actually established a quality check process in the warehouse where we check every single garment and we make sure that there's no defects. So maybe you already saw that based on the images that you saw in the pre-owned category, that we really have a very high standard in terms of the quality of the clothing that we accept from customers and that we then also resell through Zalando and through Zalando Circle. Yeah, so this whole process, of course, required like a lot of work and a lot of training of all our warehouse employees to kind of know what to look for, what like establishing criteria for what we accept, what we don't accept, and then also establishing a process for collecting data about these products and shooting images of the product so that we can eventually list them on Zalando.
So is there a country where this initiative is most popular at the moment?
Since we've launched, it's been really, really well received, I would say, in all six markets. And okay. I think it's such a great sign that even customers on Zalando who perhaps sometimes don't even have prior experiences with buying secondhand clothing are looking now into this new category. And that was also kind of our goal, to offer a nice entry point for people who perhaps haven't tried it before and offer it at the convenience of the regular Zalando experience, you know, without any risk. Because if you buy on C2C marketplaces, I have before on our Zalando Circle app, for instance. It's cool because you can chat to the person you want to buy from. Sometimes you can even negotiate on price, but oftentimes you can't return the item, for instance. You also cannot be sure that the quality that is being described on the platform is like that in real life. And we kind of try to look at all of the usual pain points that people have when they buy secondhand clothing and try to smooth them over so that people can purchase, as we call it, pre-owned. That's also why we decided to make the name slightly different, to kind of signal that it really is something different in terms of the service we offer and the quality that we offer.
So are you saying that you can actually return the pre-owned clothes too?
Yes, so you can absolutely return the pre-owned fashion that you buy. So the convenience aspects you have when you shop at the normal Zalando categories, you have the exact same ones for pre-owned. So you can return up to 100 days, and returns are free. So it's very convenient, and customers love that because, like I said, you know, I know we had some user interviews at the beginning of the year when I was starting to build the Circle online shops, which we can talk about a bit more in a bit. But when we started building those, we interviewed some very heavy pre-owned shoppers who had been shopping on some of our competitor sites to try and understand what's important to them. And I remember some of them telling me, I will only shop clothing that costs less than 30 euros, because then even if the quality is not as I wanted it to be, or even if it doesn't fit, you know, it's not such a big loss, because you cannot return on these platforms. And this is the cool thing, that now people also go into perhaps more high quality brands at a higher price point for pre-owned, because they know, okay, if it doesn't fit, I can still return it.
It's not so much of a risk, right? Okay, so we're talking about consumer habits, actually changing those consumer habits, and people actually maybe fighting their own fear a little bit, trying new things. So let's talk about that mindset. So is Zalando planning any additional marketing campaigns? Because I'm assuming, although, like you said, pre-owned fashion is doing great at the moment, it's probably still a very new thing for many customers, many consumers. And for a lot of people, they still might feel reluctant and feel like, maybe this is not really for me.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the launches we did in autumn last year were kind of soft launches. So there were no like huge campaigns going on at that time. But there's more to come for sure. And one example I can give is the Nordics. So Zalando is taking live the Circle online shops kind of as an entry level offering for pre-owned fashion in the Nordics in the coming weeks. So you're getting super recent news here. And for the Circle Nordics initiative, we actually will send out standalone newsletters, for instance, where we also kind of explain a bit more about this initiative And I think it's all about kind of pointing out, you know, this is an opportunity for you to give this a try, but with low risk, and we can guarantee you that the quality will be really good. So nothing, you know, like, you know, from maybe those smelly secondhand shops that we've all been in our youth, but actually, getting it delivered to your home and getting a really good quality for a really good price as well in the end.
Pretty awesome. So you're not really pushing this idea. It's more of a pull from consumers, right? Do you feel like this is sort of representative of bigger changes to come? Are you experiencing that at Zalando?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons why we got started with pre-owned was because we just saw that, you know, that trend in the market. I saw it myself. This is why I wanted to be part of the team, because I, even in my circles of friends, I noticed that, you know, my friends are buying more and more pre-owned and are really into it, and are also questioning their own, their own fashion purchasing habits. I think I read somewhere, it was like a study that told that by 2029, people will buy more, like the pre-owned industry will be bigger than the fast fashion industry. And like reading such things is really exciting me, because it means that there's definitely more people like me who question their consumption patterns, and who want to also be part of the story of, in the end, gifting items a new life. This is what I love about pre-owned, you know, that you take an article that is still perfectly fine, that where there was already, you know, resources invested into this piece of clothing, and instead of sending it to landfill, you make a nice new outfit out of it and give it to a new parent. I think this is really meaningful, and definitely, like I said, I can see it in my own circles of friends, and also when you read through other reports from other companies, like consulting companies, they also say that this is a really definitely a pull phenomenon. So yes, we of course communicate also to customers, but it's also from the other side that it's really something that is wanted and expected, I would even say.
That's awesome. That really lifts my heart because I think it's 2021, and we are all stopping a little bit in our lives and looking a bit more closely at our everyday choices. You know, we're not in such a rush anymore on a daily basis. And I think everyone has stopped just for a moment and thought, just looked around, you know, thought about maybe their closer environment, you know, the impact that we have, what, you know, things that we are throwing out, things that we are buying, things that we are eating, and where are these things coming from? And same goes for fashion, right? And we've all also done some impulse shopping. Then there's like so much product available these days, and the collections change so quickly that it's very easy to think, oh, you know, I love this item, without really thinking, is it practical? Is it for me? Do I feel okay in it? You know, am I comfortable in it? And then that thing sits in your closet forever, and you just think, what do I do with it now?
I think it's all part of a kind of larger story of the way that, especially here in the Western world, we have led our lives, and kind of also the lives that we've bought into, in terms of, you know, it, for me, it really starts with the fact that so many of us are having, like, coping with a lot of stress on a daily basis. I mean, now because of the pandemic and working from home, everyone has had new challenges arise, but in general, this like culture of like working hard, playing hard, and maybe sometimes also losing touch with how we really feel, and then trying to kind of fill certain voids of dissatisfaction with consumerism, is a story that has been existing for decades now. And I'm really happy to see that especially people in my generation are kind of waking up from that and, you know, just asking questions and also figuring out new business models where they can have a positive impact. Yeah.
While still looking great. Let me just say that, right? It doesn't have to come at a cost of, like you said, shopping at those smelly local stores where you can literally sometimes, because I must admit I've had my attempts at vintage clothes shopping, but I could never sort of, you know, go through hundreds and thousands of items of clothing, of which each one was worse than the previous, and I ended up like, it felt like a waste of, I don't know, an hour or two and really finding nothing. So I was a bit more, probably I'm a bit more impatient in that sense. So I never was one of those people who would regularly go into those shops and, you know, go hunting and find that perfect vintage item. So the Zalando model is definitely for me. I want to just sit on my couch comfortably, have a look at these items, you know, zoom in, make sure, and also be sure that it's not dodgy, yeah, that it's something that's gonna arrive in nice condition, and it will actually feel like something new for me, right? It doesn't have to have the tag on, but still it has to feel like I'm gifting myself something, right? Or I'm splurging a little bit or something like that. So I really love this idea. So in terms of like implementing this solution from a technical perspective and from a logistics perspective, it seems that we've really touched upon all of the aspects, because like you said, you already had Zirkle in place. So you already had a way to source the clothes. Was there any other innovation that you had to implement in order to make this happen? Or was it really actually pretty simple in retrospect?
Yes, definitely. There were also lots of technical needs. So maybe at this point, since this is kind of my central project, to tell a bit more about Zirkle. So we had the Zirkle app, right, called Wardrobe back in the day, but now it's the Zirkle app, which is currently only live in Germany. So we still have this live. We're working on potentially, you know, improving this and perhaps at some point also offering it to other markets. And what I worked on was kind of the partner of the Zirkle app, which is the Zirkle online shop. And this is kind of the, let's say, younger sister of the pre-owned category on Zalando, where okay. you can find only pre-owned clothing and okay. you can find a very big selection. So on Zalando, you can kind of imagine we have the most exclusive offering of pre-owned, like in mm-hmm. terms of brands mm-hmm. and fashionability. And then in the Zirkle web shops, we really have even more selection for our customers. And okay. I got onboarded to the team to build the Zirkle web shops. And we started working on this early last year. And for us, it was really important to kind of move quick. So, you know, this is kind of something that I love Zalando for. It's when they see an opportunity. And it was, I think, the case with Zirkle, then, you know, we want to move. So mm-hmm. what we decided mm-hmm. to do, I was not at the team then when the decision was taken, but my colleagues decided to launch with a software platform called Shopware. So it's a shop system, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many out there, but we decided to go with Shopware. And this is kind of our backend. So we have all the article data stored within Shopware. And we mm-hmm. also decided to then use Shopware to build a front end to basically mm-hmm. sell our whole pre-owned selection to our customers. And mm-hmm. working on that project, we had a lot of help from our internal team in Helsinki. So Zalando has a tech hub in Helsinki.
Okay.
And we have one team in Berlin, based in Berlin, which is focused more on the business topics around Zirkle and pre-owned. And then we have our tech team in Helsinki. And here I was working with a really talented group of engineers. So two backend engineers and a UX designer and a front-end engineer, and we were basically mm-hmm. a group of five and uh-huh. Worked on making this online shop happen within, I think it was 8 months that it took us to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
And while our colleagues were basically working on integrating pre-owned on Zalando, we were working on making these online shops happen for the very heavy pre-owned users, because it was important to us that we also have a platform where we can showcase even more articles that customers trade in. And there were so many things, you know, you had to kind of take care of, starting with integrating the Zalando account. So something that was very important for us is that with Zalando Circle, we also want to allow people to log on to the online shop with their Zalando accounts. So that was just one of the things that we wanted to make sure we can offer. In terms of the design, experience on the online shop, we wanted it to be very simple, not just because we had so little time, but also because we just really wanted, to let the articles shine. And I think we have such a diverse set of articles anyways that we said, okay, for the user experience, for the design, we want to really keep it very clean to not overwhelm people. Mm-hmm. And I think our UX designer did a really fantastic job there. And we have a wish list similar to Zalando, where you can save things that you want to kind of have an eye out, and actually all the solutions that you would need in order to have a really great pre-owned shopping experience. So that's the cool thing. Like, while we built this online shop, we could kind of profit from work that our colleagues at Zalando had already done, and the experience of our colleagues there. But working with Shopware was still like a very new experience. And a lot of our engineers also, I have to say, were not the biggest fans working with PHP. So I think some of them didn't know they signed up for that when they joined our team.
Okay.
But in the end, it had to be done. And I think I'm quite proud, I have to say, that the whole team stayed motivated working with the system and at the end making it work and creating a customer experience that feels, like you said, very similar to what you would expect on Zalando.
So maybe the last question, which of the sustainability topics, like at the intersection of sustainability and business, do you think will be the most important in this year and maybe in the upcoming decade? Like, what do you think are our biggest issues and maybe at the same time business opportunities?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So for me, it's actually two things. So for me personally, the first thing, and it's maybe taking this term of sustainability a bit far, but from my kind of other side gig job as a trainer for mental health topics, I would definitely say that I see a huge trend when it comes to kind of human and psychological sustainability, especially during the pandemic. So I think the pandemic was, of course, for all of us, like a very big struggle in many different ways. I have colleagues who have families or colleagues who live alone. And I think it's been a time where we really, really saw how important it is to take care of our mental health. So my hope is that, especially in the business world, and I do see a trend there, I do see people asking for it and kind of also demanding for it, there will be more of a focus on how can we create work environments where people can thrive and where they can perform sustainably, so without harming their own mental health. And in the end, I think it kind of, the whole sustainability topic for me starts on a personal level, because if you take your own health seriously and you're able to be compassionate to yourself, to your energy, and then it's also much easier, at least that is my personal experience, to be more compassionate towards others and also towards the environment. Just becoming a bit more aware, becoming more mindful, I think goes a very long way from a micro kind of context to the macro context of your relationships and also in the end the planet.
Yeah, this comes sort of like full circle to what we were talking about before. I can see the positive changes alongside, of course, the negative aspects of the pandemic. But I feel like we do have just a bit more time now to plan our shopping a little bit more, to research certain brands a little bit more, to start using apps like the Too Good To Go app. I just recently tried it out, and I'm using it in my own neighborhood. So there's so much that we can do nowadays thanks to technology, because we are still connected and we can actually reach out to other people. And there are so many amazing initiatives that can make us do just a little bit of that good on a daily basis, and maybe change our behaviors just a little bit, right?
I loved what you just said about, you know, having technology-based solutions for the problems that we face nowadays. And I think technology is so great at that, because oftentimes I think all the problems we face with, they can feel quite overwhelming. And I think technology is a gateway in solving some of these problems in a very smooth and convenient way, whilst also creating some joy. Yeah. You know, by using technology, we can really solve the problems of our time, and at the same time give people a good experience and a smooth way of, you know, solving their problems. And the app you mentioned, I think, is a great example. I hope that people who try out Circle, and also the trade inflow on Zalando, by the way, we didn't even get into that, because also a Polish customer, so in all those six markets that I mentioned, we have integrated this trade-in functionality. So even in those other markets now, you can also trade in your items to Zalando. And I think this is also such a good example of, you know, solving a customer problem. Uh-huh. I think it's great that you are giving this platform to talk about these new innovations and that go towards a more sustainable future. I would say, to end up, I would just love to give a big kudo to my team. They're listening to the podcast. I just want to say a huge thank you to Dang, our backend engineer, Nikolai, our backend engineer, Jeremy Chow, to Alexander from the 8 Miles agency, who has helped us greatly in bringing these online shops live, to Felipe, our UX designer. They're kind of the core group of people that I've worked with over the last couple of months. And they made so much effort to make this happen. So you're awesome, guys. And thanks a lot for all your hard work.
Thanks so much. I'm sure they will love to hear that. And thank you for joining us, for sharing your story. I hope it's inspirational to many other small, medium, large businesses and consumers, because we are all consumers. So thank you once again, Victoria, so much for joining me. And good luck with launching all of your projects in all possible markets. And speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Thank you, Agatha.
Thanks for listening to the CTO to CTO podcast. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Bye.